This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
I want jazz hands now.
Big news, jazz hands.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeff Passan. The Mets
have called up
Mark Vientos.
Yeah.
Vientos, 23, hitting .333, 13 homers, 38 games in AAA. And as the Mets look to escape this dreadful start, they'll turn to Vientos as part of that solution.
They had no choice. They had no choice.
We were right on it.
Yeah. They had to do it.
I just asked Buster, at what point is this going to happen? Boom, happens.
Yeah, it had to happen. I mean, there's no other. I mean, what else are you doing?
Let me confirm this is Passan.
This is the problem now.
Yep, Passan.
Hey, can I ask a question? A silly
sure.
question.
Of course.
Why wouldn't we, as a company, pay for people like Jeff and...
He has the blue check mark.
Oh, wait, so why are you checking?
Because now you can buy the blue check mark, and I thought it could be like Jeff Passan 2, and all of a sudden...
Well, why can't you... You should be able to upgrade to like a special check mark.
Well, they have the gold check mark.
So why he should have a gold check mark.
But he doesn't.
We should buy him a gold check mark.
Actually, the blue check mark is what got me nervous.
Then he could have been a bought one.
A bought blue check mark. It's not. Vientos is coming up. 23. Can't wait.
He should have the insider should have special ones.
Yeah. Buster, Passan, Woj, Schefter, Woj.
Yeah.
Because now you have to be very, very, very careful. And I got excited. I wasn't as careful as I should have been, but in fact, it is happening.
Right. But this is why you have, you have prospects, right? Like you have prospects that you're trying to develop because in case you need them or in case you need to use them to get you what you need.
You think he plays tonight?
I hope so.
I hope so too. Oh, you're gonna be the answer to that question. Like the first ever game Mark Vientos played, you will be there.
This season, he's played a game.
Yes, this season.
Yeah.
Has he played a game at Citi Field?
Probably. Yeah.
Don't forget that.
Good try.
Did the best
Maybe
I can.
Maybe I catch a Mark Vientos foul ball tonight.
That'd be nice.
How about that?
You bring it in.
Yeah, of course.
You give it to one of us.
Well, I display it in the studio. In this beautiful studio.
We could use some stuff in the studio.
I mean, there's plenty of wall space. We could paint these walls.
You can't put it on the wall.
We could paint them.
You can't paint them because it's a foam filling, so you can't, unfortunately, paint them. Jordan in the car. Jordan, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Jordan? How are you, bud?
I'm doing well. First of all, yesterday in my office, for some reason, never came up before, but apparently someone I work probably three desks away from, listen to you every single morning, driving from Lakewood to Fort Lee every single day. We went off yesterday, you guys. I don't even know if we worked yesterday. We just went off about the show, how amazing it is. So I appreciate you guys every morning.
That's very nice.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
And you know, we do for you. We now have found you a new friend at work that you might not have been friends with otherwise.
Sure, 100%.
Yep.
That.
All right, Jordan, what do you got?
I don't want to be a classic Yankee fan, but it's always nice to see, putting wins together, not just, 2-1, 1-0 games. We're really putting the bat to the balls here. My question is, if we keep this going along, we think that getting Stanton back, getting Severino, Rondon, Donaldson around the trade deadline, do we think we need to make other moves, or we think that would be a good enough trade deadline for us? Thanks so much, guys.
I think you have to wait and see, right? I mean, I think that's part of it. I mean, you got to see first of all, when Rodon comes back, what he looks like when he comes back.
If.
Yeah, right, like what your bullpen looks like. I mean, sure, you're going to deal with more injuries.
Right. The plan is for Loaisiga to come back at some point this year.
Right.
And then, so does he come back, and is he Loaisiga?
Yeah, these are all questions that you're going to have to wait to see. I mean, what are you going to do? I know they like Bowers in left. I mean, you have to figure out what's going to happen with, Cabrera, dude, by the way, Cabrera in the infield?
He can play anywhere.
Yeah, but, his infield defense is...
And LeMahieu played well at first last night,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, well, LeMahieu's great. But, yeah, listen, it's going to help. I know we always use we'll always use that when someone gets hurt. It's like, oh, look, him coming back is like a great, great deadline acquisition. But you got some big time players that you're waiting on. I mean, your big offseason acquisition hasn't pitched yet. And then.
Right. So I think the answer to the question is we don't know. Like, you have to wait and see. Because the Yankees, Stanton, I imagine, could come back and be a big addition.
Well, I think you would just look at the positions of need. outside of, I mean, what your rotation looks like, well, what your bullpen looks like.
What am I going to get from the bullpen? Is it going to look like this? Am I going to add Loaizaga?
Well, you're always looking for depth. I mean, it's always something.
Sure,
you can
but do I need a stud right there? Do I need a stud pitcher? Is Rodon going to come back and be good? Is Severino going to come back and stay healthy?
Big start for Nestor. I mean, what's he? I mean,
yeah, Nestor Cortez. I mean, Cole. I think we know, right?
Yeah, Cole's
but other than Cole, there's a lot of. I mean, Herman. It clearly something is going on where he's getting aided by stuff.
Yeah, Clark Schmidt's not it.
He's not it.
Right.
that I know. Of all the question marks, Clark Schmidt.
And then you have to decide. Like, you want to keep him stretched out, or do you want to put him in the bullpen? Like, that's the question. Is Schmidt?
I'm not pitching.
Well,
in
just
the
in case.
Season.
I mean, just in case with all the pitches that go down.
Long reliever in the bullpen, fine.
Well, no, I know, but you have to keep those options available though. Like, you want to keep Brito stretched out. You want to keep. I mean, do you want to keep Schmidt? Because Schmidt's going to be good in the bullpen, but do you want to make sure you have an extra starter so you'd keep him stretched out? Well, I mean, what do you like? How much do you like? How much do you like Bowers in left field or Cabrera in left field? Go through the lineup. I mean, Stanton's not going to play the outfield. Doesn't feel like
no.
Bader, another great catch last night.
He's terrific.
Judge in right. Rizzo at first. Glaber at second.
Right.
Decide what
is
you
Donaldson
want to do.
Going to be third base?
Or it could be LeMahieu.
Sure.
You have that
prefer
option.
LeMahieu.
Yeah, right. Volpe at short. Trevino behind the plate.
They'll make moves. They'll make a move.
You always, you always need something.
And I'm not saying he will. Obviously, he won't. But if Andrew Benintendi is you know, an Andrew Benintendi type, do you get that for the stretch run? Do you trust the guys? I think you need
right
to see it play out a little bit.
You're
more
always looking to add something when you're trying to win a World Series or any kind of championship. But.
Right. And also, I think you have to look at what are the other teams going to do.
But you got to imagine, like, getting Stan back is going to be a big. Like, look at the amount of home runs this team is hitting now in May. I gave you the numbers yesterday. And now, on top of that, you're going to bring Stanton's bat back in the lineup?
Yes, you are. Yeah. I don't think the Yankees need. If they get to where they can get to, I don't think they're going to need a ton of help.
Here's the bottom line for the
piece
Yankees.
Piece in the bullpen.
No, health, and their best players got to be their best players. Like, Aaron Judge has to be Aaron Judge in the postseason.
Although it's not going to matter. Aaron Judge was garbage in the postseason last year, and you lost. Right?
But you say it. It's in any. So I don't care what the sport is. Like, you get into those moments where you're going up against the Houston Astros, you're in the Eastern Conference Final or the Western Conference Final. Like, your best players have to show up and be your best players.
Yes.
To give you a chance. Like, role players are great. Like, in certain games, you'll need them to show up and they'll help
you
win.
You need Cole. You got to figure. I mean, right now, if you're in a series, you don't know anything about Rodon. You don't trust Cortez.
Well, you brought Rodon in to be your second starter.
Of course. Right. But that's my point is, by the time you get to August 1st, what is Rodon going to be? Is Rodon going to be anything?
He's got a chronic back. All I know is that, I mean, in theory, on paper, that rotation
is filthy.
In a
perfect world, you're going Cole, Rodon, Cortez, Severino, and Herman.
Right.
But Herman, there's got to be question marks now about him. Cortez has not been great. Severino is never healthy. And you haven't yet seen Rodon. So there are, outside of Cole, who every fifth day makes his start, there are legitimate question marks about every pitcher in that rotation.
Yep. But I'll tell you what, I'm excited to see what Rodon looks like when he finally pitches.
I'd be angry if I was
got the nice
fan.
Mustache going.
I'd be angry.
What are you going to do?
Well, I spent all this money on damaged goods for all these years on damaged goods. That's going to be an issue forever.
And apparently he had something that he pitched through last year anyway, which you probably should know about, and you gave him all that money. No, I don't disagree with you. I mean, it's the same thing, though. I mean, it's again, are you surprised that Severino's hurt or that Donaldson's hurt or Stanton is hurt?
No, but I'm surprised Rodon is hurt with the back because I didn't even know
anything. The back, I didn't know anything about. But
exactly.
I mean, Montas, you traded from while he was hurt, now he's hurt.
Trevino.
Like, he was supposed to be your fifth starter.
Yeah, I know. They have a
How
lot
about
of,
that rotation?
So many guys that are banged up.
If that rotation was healthy, if it was Cole, Rodon, mm-hmm. Severino, Cortez.
And Montas? Yeah.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I was about to sing. Why'd you cut me off?
Sing.
No, not now.
No, sing.
You ruined the moment.
Sorry, I wanted to reset.
Reset.
You know the show. DNR 98.7 ESPN. What was the... And I'm not blaming you. I'm just a little confused. What was the rationale behind... That song. Was there something, like a hidden meaning that I wasn't picking up
no,
on?
No hidden meaning.
Just
no.
Sometimes
you just felt like
maybe
you like a song.
I felt maybe
who doesn't like Whitney?
I felt like you needed a little pick-me-up, and Whitney usually delivers there.
Oh, I got looks the other day.
Were you singing Whitney?
No, so Ben's playoff baseball game, we played on the road. They played the anthem, which is nice.
Is this the one where the ball hit the, was clearly a double, but they called it a home run?
Unbelievable.
That's crazy.
It hits, bounces in the outfield, over the fence, circle the bases, run around the bases.
Speaking of bouncing, I almost took a ball right off the face.
Did you play baseball last night?
No, not last night. Last game we played. I just knew before the game, too. Like, you know, sometimes when they drag the field, they drag it a little bit too much and the ground is just way too hard?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm playing, I'm sliding on this.
Took a bad hop and almost smacked you right in the face.
It had a top spin chopper. I got the lacrosse bounce. And it almost hit me. It went. I could feel it dust right by my ear.
Ben, that happened to Ben one time a couple years ago playing shortstop.
There's nothing you can do.
Hard hit right off the turf, right in the nose, bleeding all over the place.
There's nothing you can do. I couldn't react to it.
You'd love them though. So they get them, they check on them, they bring them in, they don't let them continue the game. Comes into the dugout. It's like, I can still hit.
Look at him.
I was like, I don't know, man.
He's tougher than you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think of the four of us.
He got the right stuff from Sherry.
Yeah, I think of the four of us in the family, I'm the least tough of all of us. Alex is tough. Oh, my God.
Yeah, your personality, but Sherry's toughness, which is good. It's a nice mix.
That is a nice mix.
It's a really nice mix.
I was in the midst of telling you a story which got steamrolled.
Playoff game.
So they play the anthem before the playoff game. And I said, this is Whitney Houston, Super Bowl 25. They're like, how do you know that? I was like, listen, you can tell. This is what it is. Jets fly over, the whole thing. Remember, we were at war in 1991? They're like, you really...
You're the best.
You really have a lot of...
And that was probably... I mean, that's right there is one of the great anthems of all time. Whitney's anthem.
I think Whitney, Carl Lewis, right there.
Roseanne.
Oh, God.
Solid.
Why would you... Like, Carl Lewis wasn't trying to screw up the anthem.
No, he tried to be great.
He wanted to be great.
Oh, my God.
But Roseanne...
Who lets him do that, though? Does he not have somebody that can pull him aside?
Was there not like a warm-up?
Right.
Where it was like, Carl, you can't sing.
No, you can't sing
you
that.
You can't sing the anthem.
You can't do that.
You're awful.
I think they always warm up.
Right. So,
does a loved one not pull him aside?
And the rock is red
flag. He's screeching.
Uh-oh.
I can see it being
it's the uh-oh. I'm going to make up for it.
And then he did it again. They're like, run it back. Try it again.
I think maybe somebody just hopes, you know what? The lights will come on. He will rise to the occasion.
But in pregame warmups, he must have been, I would imagine, horrendous, right? So why wouldn't, and was that at a New Jersey Nets game, I believe, back in the day? Why?
It was awful.
Why would they not have said, listen, Carl, we love you. We think you're great. If you want to run around the arena a couple times, we love do long jumps, anything like that, great. You can't sing the anthem.
No. Dude, I told you, we played in that. I think it was a world championship exhibition game before we went and played in the real, like, in the real world championships, us versus Canada. And while we were stretching out, we were playing soccer, you could hear the lady or woman or young woman that was going to sing the anthems, and she kept screwing up the U.S. national anthem.
Okay.
And we're like, uh-oh.
But that wasn't even her home country anthem.
No, right, but right. We're like, this could be a problem.
Okay.
And guess what was a problem?
She didn't know the words.
She forgot the words.
And you guys had to like sing it with her?
No, she freaked out, ran off the ice to get the words, and then as she came back...
Oh, she brought her sheet.
Right.
Okay.
But she stepped on the rug that was on the ice.
And she fell.
On her head.
Think about that now.
And no one knew what to do.
Think about that now. So she tries to do the anthem. She must have known she didn't know the words well.
Probably.
Should have probably had the words with her originally. doesn't know the words. Panics.
Panics.
Runs to get the words.
Yep.
Gets the words.
Uh-huh.
On the way back with the words, wipes out.
On her head.
How did it end?
We like scraping her off to the...
So they never got the American anthem.
What happened?
I think you can Google it.
You can Google it.
I think it's on.
So did they just do the game without the anthem?
No. They did the Canadian. No, we didn't know. We had to get the game started. She was like, she went down.
But nobody
hard.
Could have done the anthem.
Who?
So you step in.
Somebody. The game went forward with no anthem.
The team.
No one knew what to do. We didn't know whether you like to go help her.
You couldn't pull a Browning Nagel. You couldn't get in.
No,
there?
No, she went down in a heap.
Why didn't you pick her up, buoy her? Drag her out to center ice and just like and
hold
sing her, with her.
And hold her up.
We can do this together. Bernice, let's do this together. And then just belt out the anthem.
We can hit Bernice?
We can hit Bernice. Yeah. Oh my God.
Start cha-ching.
I think best anthem, that Whitney anthem is probably,
it's amazing.
Probably right there. Is there another anthem?
Stapleton, the most recent Chris Stapleton. When Sirianni was just bawling.
Fake crying. That was really
good.
That
was really good, too.
Really good.
I'll make up for it now.
It's like,
uh-oh.
Give me the uh-oh again. Let's run it back.
Uh-oh.
Start this thing again.
I couldn't imagine being in that moment sounding that bad.
But he had to have known. That's my thing.
Somebody had to have known
he was going to be awful.
Uh-oh.
I can't even... Chris Stapleton, you're right. That was a good one. You're all right?
No. I told you, I think I have pneumonia. I'm not all right.
So do you want to get your lungs listened to?
Maybe. This has been like, no, I'm supposed to battle through it, remember?
I think battle through during the morning hours, but I think then maybe in the afternoon, go see a doctor and let them listen to your lungs.
He has to keep going. Mark Vientos needs him.
Right. I'm going to catch his foul ball tonight.
I'm not saying don't go to the game. I'm not saying don't come to work tomorrow.
Listen, this is like the Tom Barrasso story I was going to tell you. Golfs the entire summer, comes back, they do his physical, and he goes, I think there's something wrong with my wrist. And like, oh yeah, actually there is. You need surgery. He goes, oh, yeah, I thought I would need surgery. How would you know? Well, because I heard it last year. Why didn't we get it checked last year? He goes, I got hurt on your time, I'll rehab on your time.
What the heck?
He didn't want to affect the summer, so he just waited.
So he golfed his way through the entire summer and then rehabbed during the season.
Hurt it on your
this
time?
This is not a teammate of yours, was
it? No. Heard on your time, I'll rehab.
Was he just an awful guy?
I don't know if awful, but there's some...
Were there people that did not care for him?
Probably.
Yeah. He won cups.
Oh, yeah. Like, he was the guy at the rookie party, like the veteran guy that would just order a case of wine and then be like, just put that in my car. I'm going
to
take it home.
And then you guys would have to pay for it.
The rookies would, yeah.
Yeah, great. That's
awesome.
That's terrific. All right, 1-800-919-3776. So we asked the question about the Mets. You said they're not done, right? You stand by that?
I have to stand by it.
Okay. Fine.
They're only a game and a half out of the wild card.
Fair. How you have to be near panic right now.
I'm near panic, but I mean, you tell me, are they better than Arizona?
You know what?
Are they better than Pittsburgh?
You want to play this game? Are they better than Arizona? I don't know.
Well, you got the three teams that you thought would be in playoff teams just sitting right there.
Atlanta's way better than you.
Yeah, forget that. Philly's a game out. You're a game and a half. You and the Padres have the same record. And then it's... So right now you're chasing Arizona, Pittsburgh, and Miami, and then below you are the Cubs, the Reds, the Giants, Washington, and then for some reason St. Louis just can't get right.
What's St. Louis now? Are they getting closer to 500?
They're 17 and 26.
But they were like 15 games.
They're right. I mean, they're starting to figure it out.
Right.
Arenado's hitting home runs, but who would have thought they would have got off to this kind of start? What's funny is, here's the weird part about them, is they're 17 and 26, but their run differential is plus six.
That is amazing.
Guess what the Mets' run differential is?
Minus the three games under?
Three games under, yeah.
Minus 23.
Minus 19. They're only three. St. Louis is nine games under, and they're plus six.
The Mets don't score runs.
No, the Mets have scored 179 runs.
So put that in context. 179 is compared to...
Who do you want to compare it to?
Well, what are the Braves? That's the creme de la creme, right?
The Braves are you heard Buster say that they think they're the best team in the National League.
How can you argue?
They've scored 222 runs, and the Mets have scored 179.
So a 43 run difference.
The Nationals have scored 170.
It's pathetic. The Mets don't score. They've been shut out seven times. We've discussed it.
Cincinnati Reds have scored more runs.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
You know what's weird? I watched the Mets, and I don't...
Hold on.
What?
Hold on.
Well, you got news?
Yes, I got news.
Is this good news or bad news?
This is June 1st news.
Oh.
For the tailgate.
Big news! Jazz hands!
So this is from the Prez, the company.
Lonnie.
No, Josh is the Prez.
Josh Burgos.
He's the Prez.
Mm-hmm.
So we got, wow, we got at least 50 plus company members coming.
Okay.
Okay. We got Wiffle Ball Football Cornhole. We got Burgers Dogs. We got softball style jerseys. We got, oh my goodness.
Keep going. Why are you finding this out and I don't know any of this?
Because you don't follow them. So I get this via DM.
Oh.
Because I'm a man of the people.
Mm-hmm.
We got 4 horseman shirts. I mean, we have everything.
They're going
coming
all out. Because these are the greatest people.
Wiffle ball, strike you out 3 pitches.
Probably. Cornhole, I'll take you down though.
I watched you play cornhole last time, and you stink.
You know, we went to Rhode Island last summer.
You
played a lot. I became very good.
And
honestly, there's no reason we don't set up a little pickleball court.
The reason is because there's probably not going to be enough space for pickleball.
You say that. You don't know.
No,
that.
I say that. I just don't think there's going
to
be enough space.
So what would you need to bring? Chalk?
A net?
A net.
Paddles?
2 paddles and a ball. It's not like we're asking people to bring a tractor trailer full of stuff.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You know, let's get all lubed up before the game. And sweaty and gross when we go sit there and watch a baseball game. Come on.
Oh, how awful that would be.
Awful.
To play a little pickleball.
Yeah, let's all
play
stink.
Doubles. We'll play doubles.
I'll play triples.
3 people on the court at one
time.
Yeah,
thruples.
Huh? Thruples.
How would you like that?
How about me and Josh Burgos against you and Lonnie? You want to do that?
I'll smack you around.
No.
How about you and John Winthrop? You best friends.
I love John.
Yeah. I'll punish both of you by myself. 2-on-1.
Me and John against...
Punish you.
You won't be able to beat
I
me.
I will punish
unless
you.
Unless John
You can
is...
barely move.
You don't know that.
You can't touch your toes. I'll be
So what? Am I going to have to touch my toes?
Yeah, I'll be dropping balls in the kitchen. You won't even be able to bend down and hit it.
I can bend down.
You don't even know where the kitchen's at.
The kitchen is the first few feet of the pickleball court.
Well, clearly you do know where the kitchen's at.
You'll
thrive in the kitchen.
Nasty. RJ, nasty.
Imagine someone just turned the...
Archie's the one that said it in my ear.
What? Really? You're fitting in these lines?
It came too
I hope your baby gets colic.
Do not adjust.
It came too quickly. I feel like it couldn't be wasted. Imagine if someone only heard the last 30 seconds, they just hear...
There's nothing wrong with your radio. Do not adjust. It's okay.
Whatever. I don't care. I hope you have pneumonia.
Wow.
At least pleurisy.
Babies with colic.
Doesn't sound good. What?
No, really?
You hear that cough?
It sounds terrible.
Could they hear it?
That's not a good cough.
They should probably get a doctor in studio to check you out right now.
Did you just ask if we heard?
Well, did you hear that? My microphone was off.
What did you think?
Mine wasn't.
Came through your microphone?
Of course.
I think we're going to hear inside your lungs right now.
It doesn't sound good,
does it? There's a crackling.
And what does the rest of your day sound like? You got to go do
like
12
that.
Things. No, yeah. you have a laundry list of things. You're going to the Mets game. You're not going to sleep. It's not going
to
get better.
It's not conducive to feeling better, no.
And then guess what tomorrow's going to bring? More coughing.
I got the iron lung, pup.
Drying cough.
Oh, that's
terrible.
Not dry, though.
That's a wet cough?
It's wet, crackly cough.
That's not good.
It's not great.
All right. Anything else you want to take away from
No, because I'm sick of your stupid questions. No one's quitting on the Mets.
All right.
Are you quitting on the Mets?
No. No, I don't quit on my teams, okay?
We played 43 games.
Not like Chris Canty. You hear what Chris Canty did?
He's done.
You heard Chris Canty
No,
did?
I didn't.
He said, watching Lakers-Warriors, whatever game it was.
Oh, he shut the TV off.
Halftime, shut it off.
You can't do that.
Shut it down.
See, that's the sick part about us, though. I watch every ending of these games. Good or bad, always.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
Like, I have a fear of missing out. I can't not watch it.
No, I love my teams, and I'll watch my teams. But what I was going to say to you before you started with your whole coughing barrage...
Oh, because that's my fault.
...was that when I watch the Mets, I don't have the same enthusiasm in watching them.
Well, because it doesn't feel like they have the same enthusiasm.
You know what? It feels chorish to me.
Do they look like they're enjoying themselves?
No.
No. Because they're not.
I don't watch the game and think, I don't spend the whole day excited. Oh, 7 o'clock tonight, 6:40 tonight. Mets are going to play. I got to watch the Mets tonight.
Well, because there's nothing really to get excited about. I mean, there isn't. I mean, you've played a weak portion of your schedule. You had the 13-game stretch where you're playing a weak portion of your schedule where it's okay. Things haven't been great, but this is a perfect opportunity. Let's right the ship. And you go 4-9 in the 13 games. And now you're playing one of the best teams in baseball, and you got your ace on the mound, and Buster's not wrong, right? It's a good lineup.
Well, listen,
I'm not
panicked about Verlander. I think he'll be fine.
No, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying, like, what did you expect to happen? I know it's Verlander.
I didn't expect that to happen.
Right. I didn't either, because Verlander's great, and you figure just, you know, you're hoping. Maybe it was more hope than actual, like, it was really going to happen. Like, you were hoping it was going to happen. And he goes out there, and he faces a really good lineup. And
they smashed him.
Paredes gets the best of him a couple times, and you can't score runs. He had one hit through four innings, and the game's already 4-0.
It's a major, major problem. And the last thing I want to hear, you can't boo your own guys. You know what? You worry about producing on the field. We'll worry about whether we boo or not. If you were playing well, you wouldn't have to even concern yourself with a boo.
You've lost 16 in your last 22 games.
Against teams that stink.
Yeah.
Detroit, Cincinnati.
Colorado.
I mean, the dregs of Major League Baseball is who you're losing to. So
Washington.
This was not directed, at least in my mind, was not directed at Verlander.
No,
this
it was frustration.
He was bad. He came off the mound. They were angry at everything. They're angry at everything like they should be, and they booed. That, to me, it was towards Verlander with the direction of the entire team. That's what I thought.
Yeah, I think you're right. But I also think it's like, I mean, you're looking for reasons why this is going to turn around. And right now, it's hard to find reasons why it's going to turn around. Like, at least if the Yankees or when the Yankees were struggling, you could point to legitimate pieces that would come back and help. Like, I don't care if you like Stanton or you don't. If he's back, he helps your lineup.
Sure. I mean, maybe Vientos helps.
Okay, hopefully.
Maybe Mauricio, but if they call him up, helps.
But they're not proven commodities.
No, they're not.
Like, you're hoping they can step in. But the reality of it is, even if they do step in, it might take a while.
The weird thing, too, is you thought you were going to get this boost from Beatty, and it hasn't changed the results of games.
Well, I think it's, I mean, it's, no, because he's not right now capable of carrying you.
No, but not even carry, you just figured that it makes your lineup better.
No, but someone, yeah, right, but someone's going to have to carry you. Someone's going to have to drive in runs.
The guys have to produce.
Guys, yeah.
The McNeils, the Alonzos, the Lindors, the Martes, it's time. It's time. You want calls or you want Showalter?
Give me Buck and then calls.
All right. Showalter on Verlander's outing.
You know, he's still in April with his season. You know, he's coming off a good outing, and he's going to be fine.
So, you know what frustrates me about Buck? And you don't have to have the other shoe is going to fall all the time. But
no real sense of urgency?
They only had three more hits
than
us.
What's he going to do? Just going to add more pressure? He can feel it.
I get
baseball, Dave, you know this. Your kid plays real competitive baseball. Your kid pressing and feeling the pressure is not conducive to your kid going on and playing well.
It's the opposite.
It's the complete opposite.
I agree with that. More Buck, thoughts on the booze.
I've found through the years it's not real smart to have a lot of commentary. People come out here and want to see the Mets win, want to see us do well. They get frustrated just like we do.
I don't know if you feel like this, and I know you played, so it's different for you. I have no issue with booing. None.
I have an issue with it.
None. I have no problem with it.
Well, I just think, I mean, listen, I shouldn't say I have an issue with it. I've been through it, and it sucks. And I think my opinion of it is it doesn't help. In the moment, it makes you feel good, but it doesn't help. It doesn't. Like, if you're trying to...
I'm not saying it helps.
No, but if the goal for everybody that it's... Like, every Mets fan that's there has the same goal as every Mets player. Correct?
Correct.
Yeah. We play great. We win. Everyone's happy.
Mm-hmm.
You booing does not make the player
totally
play
agree.
Better.
But, okay, so I go to the game. I spend $300 from getting there to sitting there and eating and the whole thing. I don't like the product that's on the field, the way it's performing. Yeah. Outside of booing, what else am I supposed to do?
Well, no, you can, listen, you're well within your right to do it. And if you're frustrated, unless you want to start, punching your seat or something, I mean, you're going to boo because that's how you express how you feel. I just think it's counterproductive to what you're trying to achieve. It's like if I'm coaching my kid's little league team, me yelling and screaming because I'm frustrated that I'm spending my time and we're not, doing what I'm asking, it's not helping. It's counterproductive.
I think you're probably right. And as on the flip side, like the fan side of it, I don't know what it is you're supposed to do. Your team stinks. You're 6-16 your last 22 games. You're three games under. You have really nothing to hang your hat on. Like you said, there's nothing to be excited about that's going to be coming down the road for this team. You're dissatisfied with the product. You boo. That's what you do.
Right. Listen, I don't disagree with it. I'm just saying it's not necessarily helping
you're right.
anything.
I don't know that the players are in the clubhouse saying, all right, guys, now we got to find a way to turn it on.
No, I think it sometimes makes it worse. And
maybe.
Then on top of that, I think part of why they booed or why I would have, why I felt the way I felt watching it at home, it's like, if not Verlander, like, I know you want to give Tampa tons of credit, awesome, but I'm not in the business of giving Tampa credit. I'm in the business of trying to have my team win baseball games. If it's not Verlander that can do it, who's going to do it?
I don't know that you have that. And that is why you're near panic, if not panicking right now. Because if you have the best that you have and you can't even compete in that game, what hope do you have?
The strength of the team is supposed to be the starting pitching. You played 43 games. You've had 36 starts of less than six innings.
It's a huge problem.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.